organization reforms according to its own interests and NATO's values and democratic principles. At the same time, we hope that NATO-Russia partnership will become a strategic partnership. We consider that this objective can be fulfilled when the principles which constitute the grounds of the NATO-Russia relationship will be respected unequivocally. Romania supports a realistic approach with concrete steps adapted to the requirements of cooperation. We consider the MD project not as a challenge, but rather as an opportunity for NATO-Russia cooperation, which could, if done in proper terms, increase the level of confidence between partners and benefit European security as a whole. NATO's partnerships with the EU and the UN ensure cooperation on matters of common interest and contribute significantly to countering the threats and challenges to international security. As Romania is a NATO and EU member, a network partnering in doing good is the first idea that comes to mind. We have consistently supported the strengthening of dialogue and cooperation between NATO and EU in as many areas of common interest as possible, while respecting the specificity and autonomy of decision of each of the two organizations. Though these days it seems that this is not the case anymore, I still believe in positive impact on security of the democratic values. Maybe we should rediscover some of the ideas of those more optimistic days. NATO and EU member states should continue making these values the foundation of our partnerships with the countries and organizations in the Euro-Atlantic area. It's becoming obvious that in these moments of economic crisis, states should be more receptive to identifying new ways of working together in order to build security with less resources. Therefore, Romania supports the concept of smart defense launched by NATO's Secretary General. Romania recognizes the difficulty in developing and implementing strategies on cyber defense, especially in the context of budgetary constraints and of the gap between capabilities of NATO's members. Still, we express a special interest in this issue and we support an effective engagement in implementing the action plan. We recognize that a closer cooperation with the EU in this field will be desirable, bearing in mind the necessity of avoiding the duplication of efforts. In the view of NATO summit in Chicago, we will need your support, the support of the national parliaments for resources and for explaining to our citizens the importance of a strong alliance in order to ensure that the aspects outlined today can be turned into deliverables. Ladies and gentlemen, with your support, I am sure that our NATO PA will continue to play its part in ensuring that the alliance will succeed in dealing with the new security challenges our countries are facing. I thank you very much.